Chapter 13, Preparation for Death.
Conspiracy against Jesus. When Jesus finished all these words, he said to his disciples, "You know that in 2 days' time it will be Passover, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread was drawing near, called the Passover. It was to take place in 2 days' time, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking a way to kill Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Then the chief priests, scribes, and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. They consulted together, seeking a way to arrest Jesus by subtlety and put him to death. But they said, "Not during the feast, for fear that there may be a riot among the people." Anointing at Bethany, 2. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster jar of costly perfumed oil, costly, genuine spikenard. She broke the alabaster jar and poured it on his head while he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, there were some who were indignant and said, "Why this waste of perfumed oil? It could have been sold for much more than 300 days' wages, and the money given to the poor." They were infuriated with her. Since Jesus knew this, he said to them, "Let her alone. Why do you make trouble for the moment? She has done a good thing for me. The poor you will always have with you, and whenever you wish, you can do good to them, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. In pouring this perfumed oil upon my body, she has anticipated anointing my body for burial and to prepare me for burial. Amen, I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in, and to the whole world, what she has done will be spoken of in memory of her." Betrayal by Judas. Then Satan entered into Judas, the one named Iscariot, who was counted among the 12. And he went to the chief priests and the temple guards to discuss a plan for handing him over to them. He said, "If I hand him over to you, what are you willing to give me?" When they heard him, they were pleased and agreed to pay him money. He accepted their offer, and they paid him 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, he looked for a favorable opportunity to hand Jesus over to them in the absence of a crowd. Preparations for the Passover. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, the disciples approached Jesus and asked him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he answered them, "When you go into the city, a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him into the house that he enters. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover. Where is my guest room where I may eat with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room that is furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." He sent out Peter and John, instructing them, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." Then the disciples went off as Jesus had ordered, entered the city, and found everything just exactly as he had told them. And there they prepared the Passover. Washing of disciples' feet, metaphor for humble service. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass, that he would depart from this world unto the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no part with me." Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has washed has no need to accept to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over, so you are clean. But not all are clean." He knew who would betray him, and for this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when Jesus had washed their feet, put his garments back on, and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done to you? You called me teacher and master, and you say rightly, for so I am. Therefore, if I, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." Amen, amen. I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who eats bread with me has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen. I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. The Betrayer. When it was evening, he came and reclined at the table with the 12. And while they reclined at the table and were eating, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me. Behold, the hand of the one who is to betray me is with me on the table." The disciples began to be deeply distressed at this, and were at a loss as to whom he meant. They began to debate among themselves who among them would do such a deed. They began to say to Jesus one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord."